So I hope that you all noticed on some of the promotional material for this meeting, one word in particular, or I guess I should say two words in particular, First Annual Innovation Summit. It's our hope that this is just the beginning of a process, of a forum, of a container for growing the conversation space, the thought space, the dream space, as it relates to tech innovation in the invasive species context. So I'd love to get you all innovating the Innovation Summit as we move forward. What is our possibility in terms of opportunities if this were a two-day meeting, if this were a three-day meeting? One of the benefits of a longer meeting, of course, is that our colleagues in other parts of the world are more likely to join us, and we bring in conversations that are happening all over the planet with regard to tech innovation and invasive species. But it may also give us the idea to have think tanks within the context of the work focused on specific grand challenges, invite a broader array of contributors for the tech and innovation community than are likely to come to a one-off meeting. So we're going to be putting out, probably within the next month or so, following up to this meeting, some questions for you all to consider in the design of the next annual Innovation Summit. And I hope you all will take the time to contribute to those questions and help us evolve this meeting into something that is really contributing in a major way to this conversation space. The other thing that will hopefully come out of this meeting, we've started initial conversations with Conservation X Labs, is a dialogue space, an innovation space for bringing people together virtually to look at some of the grand challenges in the invasive species issue. And we're exploring platforms and framing, languaging, all the important things that can make or break a process of that kind, and hope to come back to you at some point early half of next year with a virtual forum that will keep this conversation going throughout the year. Another outcome of this meeting goes back to the presentation that I made at the opening. And that is to say that while this meeting was an opportunity to celebrate technology and technological advances, and hopefully to inspire people with problems to get together with those folks that love to generate solutions, it's more than that. It's about shifting towards a culture of innovation within the invasive species community. You have seen the words, "We can do this," throughout this meeting. You've heard the words, "We can do this," throughout this meeting. And we'd like to let you know that you all now have ownership over a new thought virus campaign entitled, "We Can Do This." We would like to invite you all to participate in what I hope becomes a global movement to change the conversation from "we can't" to "we can." And I think there's simple ways in which we can start to get this message permeating our field without an investment of additional resources, without a big fancy branding campaign. Here are just a few things to consider, and I'll read them since our lovely table is blocking the bottom. Consider putting the "We can do this" message at the bottom of your signature block. So every time you send an email, you're sending the message to the recipient, "We can do this." Consider, as the NISC Secretariat staff have done, putting it on the back of your business card. So every time you hand your business card to somebody, you're spreading the message, we can do this. Put it on your reports. You saw some of the presentation had it on the slide footers. We can do this. Stick it on your website in a readily apparent location. This secretariat is also doing this. Tweet it. And you see the hashtag that we've started at this meeting. Hashtag, we can do this. And going back to one of the comments that Kent made, storytell. I think we've done a relatively poor job in the invasive species community at telling success stories. There are a lot of success stories to be told, but there hasn't really been a field-wide conscious effort to bring those success stories together and transmit them in ways that are highly motivating, that are catalytic, that do that belief change from can't to can. One of the things that we'll be doing in the near future with the Council Secretariat is adding a component to our website that invites agencies to log their success stories. And over time, we'll put out periodicals and our annual report in such a way that they celebrate those success stories. And we'll work to get them in the media, and we'll work to promote our partners, and we'll work to reinforce the message that we can do this with evidence that we can do this. And I'd like to invite all of you to join us in this process. I think an empowering thought virus is something that the invasive species community could actually get behind. So I'm hoping that coming out of this meeting, you have a very simple set of one-step actions that can change the dialogue space, and it won't take much time, much energy, and likely no money to get it started.